Safe Company, how can I help you?
Hi, what company is this?
You've reached Safe Company.
Safe?
Okay.
Yes. I was returning a call from Antonio.
Antonio, he is one of my guys that he's currently on the line with one of our clients. I'm his supervisor. I can help you. Did he leave you a message?
He said to call you back regarding OSHA compliance.
Okay. What's the name of your company?
Business by phone.
Do you have guys or employees that work for you in the field?
No, I don't.
Okay, then it doesn't even apply to you, man. It has to do with safety training. So if you don't have any employees or if you aren't facing hazards, then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, why would he call me then?
It could be bad information. That's probably what it was. We are a safety company that helps businesses comply with what OSHA wants as far as employee safety training.
Yeah, wouldn't it make sense to find out if somebody had employees before you guys call them and leave a message about OSHA?
That's true. Like I said, it could have been a bad number or a bad information or a misdial or something like that.
Yeah. So you guys apparently don't do any research before you call somebody up.
Well, all I can tell you is the guys here make calls to try to sell our products, and we do our best for our company, and that's all I can say about that.
So what kind of training do your guys go through?
As far as what, safety training?
No, sales training.
Well, it's just the standard.
Just the standard?
Do you know anything about sales?
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
We're just telemarketers, man, that's all.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're the supervisor?
I'm one of them, yeah.
Who's the owner of the company?
His name's but he's not around right now, so I couldn't get you to talk to him.
Who actually decides what kind of training you guys get?
I'm not sure about that. I think set all that up. So he was the owner, and he sold the company. Now he's just the CEO.
So is there anybody running the ship there?
Yeah. Did you need to speak with the supervisor? Did you have questions or anything like that?
The reason I ask is that we're a sales training company.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Leaving a message like that without any research is kind of ridiculous. What kind of return rate do you get?
Well, it's a front end. It's pretty good. People seem to call. I mean, you called, so.
Well, I called because I'm recording this call right now.
Right. Well, all of our calls are recorded as well, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. If yours are recorded, ours are recorded too.
No, I'm just recording it because I'm using this as an example of what not to do.
What not to do?
Yeah. So guy to talk to there, huh?
Sure, if that's who you want to talk to.
Okay. And when is in?
He's not in this office. He's in the office. So you have to call that number. Is there a problem or something that I can help rectify? Is there anything that...
No, there's no problem. I'm sure you're just doing what you're told. But a horrible example of how to play sales calls.
So you have an issue with the message that was left, right?
Well, yes. It's deceptive, and you did no research. You guys are doing no research on the companies that you're calling. So you're just, like you said, you're a telemarketer. You guys are smiling and dialing.
You know about sales. You teach how to sell, right? So you know that companies buy leads, and they have rollers that will go on phones to call the leads to try to turn, you know, decipher what's a good lead and bad lead. They sift through all the info that we have, and that's what we do. We're the bottom of the barrel in this office, so we try to do front-end sales here as best we can, and I think we're doing a good job.
All right, so what's the number of your office?
The number of the office. Can you hold a second? I can get it for you.
Sure.